You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I want to give you an update that will probably develop into a big October surprise. Usually in election year, both parties are on their guard for what they call the October surprise, when something is announced that literally could put one of the candidates out of the race. Will that happen to Hillary Clinton? Not next year, but this year. I think it might very well happen. Why? On October 22nd, Hillary Clinton has an appointment with the Congressional Special Committee investigating Benghazi. And they have been taking testimony behind closed doors where people have to raise their hand and they understand that if they lie, they could be pursued by the Justice Department for perjury. Normally in a criminal investigation, what you do is you start at the bottom of the chain of command, And you work your way up to understand what happened in terms of Benghazi. Now, for those that are not familiar with Benghazi, and I'll spend just a minute because I could do 2 hours on just Benghazi. Four Americans were killed, including our ambassador, Christopher Stevens, as well as another State Department employee and two CIA contract personnel that were there to provide security for the CIA annex that was in Benghazi. They were attacked by not a spontaneous crowd, which was the lie that was put forward by UN Ambassador Susan Rice, as well as Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama, supposedly because of a YouTube video that, frankly, no one had heard of until they made it the focus, the cover story. The American people were lied to. Why? It was an election year. They didn't want the attention focused in on the failure of President Obama's foreign policy in regards to Libya. And it was, as it turned out, it was a complete, utter failure. Today, Libya is a failed state. You have rival gangs, really militias, however you want to describe them, fighting for control of various areas, including the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and local militia groups. Now, at the time, this cover story was everything that happened there was a result of a YouTube video that inflamed a crowd. It got out of hand. No, this was an organized attack, planned and well executed, both at the so-called diplomatic facility where Chris Stevens and the State Department employee that was in data management were killed. And then subsequently, the people there were evacuated to the CIA annex that were, it's a compound with multiple buildings, where mortar fire was directed by the attackers, and that killed two of the former Navy SEALs that were there protecting the CIA contingent that totaled about 36 people. Now, why were they there? And that's the question, really. The Benghazi committee should be asking Hillary Clinton, as well as the CIA director, former and current director, why was the CIA there? Well, the answer is simple. It was a covert operation to provide weapons, including surface-to-air missiles that can shoot down airliners as well as military aircraft, to ship all the weapons that they had captured in Libya and from Muammar Gaddafi. He was killed, but all over that nation on military bases, both Navy, Air Force, and Army, there were buildings, bunkers filled with weapons. And what happened is the rebels broke into that and armed themselves. It was like, welcome to the candy store, pick out as much candy as you want to eat. Well, this candy happens to be surface-to-air missiles that you can put on your shoulder, aim, and fire. They're very deadly at close range of roughly about 10 to 12,000 feet, as well as grenades, rifles, pistols, tanks. So it was really a whole arsenal because Gaddafi had been in power for 40 years. Well, that's a little background. We were there to first help the rebels in Libya, and after they were successful, the CIA was tasked to help covertly the Syrian rebels. Well, we got cold feet because why? The president got cold feet. Why? Because the CIA tried to vet these so-called Free Syrian Army rebels, and they were radical extremist jihadists, such as al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, and the what now is called the Islamic State, then was called the al-Qaeda in Iraq, that were based in, at that point in time, in Syria. The net result was what never should have been made public became a very public event right before the election of 2012. That's why, starting with the president, our UN ambassador, Secretary of State, we were lied to. The American people were lied to because President Obama did not want the news media in this country to focus on his failed policy in Libya as well as Syria. And they didn't. And the result was President Obama got reelected. Who was in on it? Well, obviously the president, the Secretary of State, the UN ambassador, as well as the people in the CIA. It wasn't the finest hour because we left those people, our people, American citizens, CIA employees, and contract employees hanging. Fortunately, they got out the next morning. And remember, this happened on September 11th, 2012, and extended into the morning of September 12th, 2012. It was largely a CIA operation with the State Department providing cover. We've never really got that on the public record. There have been many, many news reports. You need to know this background for a reason. What's missing? What's in the news today? Well, it's regarding about Hillary Clinton's email server. And what you need to know is emails several months prior to that December 11th event in Benghazi and several months after are gone missing. Apparently destroyed or deleted, at least Hillary Clinton thinks they're destroyed or deleted, by her or the people that work for her. Now, I want to play, and this happened a couple of days ago, and I'm going to play the whole clip. This is an interview that NBC Savannah Guthrie interviewed Hillary Clinton on the Today Show. Now, I don't watch television. I certainly don't watch the Today Show, and I'm not a fan of NBC anyway. This is a show I would never even listen to. And Susan Guthrie is not what I would consider a hard interview. And I think Hillary Clinton went on the show thinking this was going to be a piece of cake. Well, believe it or not, it wasn't a piece of cake. And let me show you why. Let me play the entire, it's a little over 2 minutes.
Email controversy. Mm-hmm. I think I've read every single thing you've ever said about it as I was researching for this interview. And I have to tell you, I see two things. On the one hand, you've said sorry and you've apologized for the confusion that it creates.
Right.
On the other hand, sometimes you say it's the work of your Republican rivals mm-hmm. going after you. Mm-hmm. It's the same old partisan attacks. And I guess my question to you is, which is it? If you're blaming the Republicans, some might wonder how genuine is that apology?
Well, actually, it's both. I mean, I'm sorry that I made a choice that has resulted in this kind of situation, and I've said I made a mistake. Obviously, if I had to do it over again, I wouldn't. It was allowed, and everybody has confirmed that. But it's also, as we now know, very clearly the way that the Republicans are trying to bring my, as they admit, poll numbers down. And so, you know, I'm very, very committed to answering questions and being as transparent as possible. I'm scheduled to testify before their committee, which we now know is nothing but a partisan exercise. So it's really both, Samantha. It's both, hey, you know what? Turn the clock back. It was allowed. I was thinking about many other things in my, you know, email account when I became Secretary of State because
allowed.
We had so many issues.
It's allowed, but I mean, you know this, and anybody who works in government knows it's really not encouraged to use your personal email. Do you get how bad it looks? It looks like you set up a personal server, you set up your own email so that you would have control of those emails and you alone would decide when to release them, whether to release them. And in fact, that is what happened.
Well, Savannah, first of all, it was allowed, and I've said it wasn't the best choice. And every government official gets to decide what is personal and work-related. If I'd had two separate accounts, as many people do, obviously, I would have decided every hour what was personal, what was work-related. The law also says that the official gets to determine that, and that's what I did. And I have gone further than anybody that I'm aware of in American history. Now, that's not a long history because we haven't had emails that long, but as long as we've had them, I've gone longer and farther to try to be as transparent as possible. Nobody else has done that. And by the time this is over, I'm a little, you know, I'm a little embarrassed that the emails are so boring in many instances, but they will all be out there and people will be able to make their decisions.
You mentioned your Republican rivals.
What did you notice? It's rather obvious. For those that are new to the show, for your information, you can listen to it as well as watch it if you go to my companion site for this show, which is pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And it's the very first video at the top. Now, this clip, you might have heard it. If you listen to talk radio, this clip in the last several days has been played over and over and over again. Now, if you don't listen to talk radio, and there are people in the audience that don't, you probably were not aware of this, unless you happen to tune in to the Today Show in the morning and listen to Hillary. But what did she keep saying? What did Hillary keep saying? It was like a mantra. This is going to save me. Allowed. It was allowed. It was allowed. It was allowed. That's a lie, folks. Why do I call it a lie? You're not supposed to receive or send classified information over your personal server. That's a violation of a federal law. And if you want to have a copy, actually, of two laws, it's Title 18, which is the U.S. Code, the federal penal code, criminal code, section 1924, regarding the distribution of classified information. Anyone that's been in the military or worked for the government knows that classified information, that secret, top secret, confidential, special compartmented information, all needs to be handled over government communication networks that have built-in safeguards such as encryption. And she was aware of this. And the other thing you need to be aware of, she's creating documents in her emails. Now, if they're personal, I don't care about her personal emails. No one really cares about her personal emails. And I've worked for companies where you have a company email account and you have your personal email account. What did I do there? If it was personal email, I use my personal email account. Now, I didn't set up a server. Usually some people have their email with either Gmail or Yahoo. There are a number of services, and that's how I handle it. I don't want to mess with an email server. I could have one if I wanted one, but who wants the hassle? And that's probably 99% of the people in America when they're regarding their personal emails. They don't have the technical knowledge, the interest. They'll use a publicly available email service, and they have a lot to choose from. So if it regard personal email, I have no problem if she used either a public service like that or had her personal email. But here's the problem. She was getting communications on a regular basis from the people in the State Department. And they were, usually that goes to, or should have gone to, her State Department email account. It didn't. And the reason why that's normal procedure is a lot of times you might be discussing information that at as a minimum is confidential, in other words, is classified, and there's a lot of detail as to what are classified information. The point is, you don't send it to a personal email account that happens to be on your server. Yeah, you're allowed to have a personal email account. What you're not allowed is receiving and sending what is classified information. And the test is not whether or not it was marked classified or not. If you knew that the information you were receiving or sending is classified, no matter what it's characterized as, you don't use your personal email account. That's a big no-no. It's a felony. And she knew better. Remember, she's an attorney. And I'll tell you this, anyone that works for the government and they get hired, they're going to get a briefing on the proper handling of classified information. It's not allowed. But that's what she's trying to convince you, that I didn't do anything wrong. I was allowed to have my personal email server. That's not the issue. The issue is, what were you receiving and sending, Mrs. Clinton? And you know it. You're not going to get away with this. You might be getting away with it with an NBC reporter, but you're not going to get away with it whether it's a judge or a prosecutor or an FBI agent. You're violating that section of the law. Now, there's a more serious section, and I mean more serious. The penalties are much greater, and that's 18 U.S. Code 793, entitled Gathering, Transmitting, or Losing Defense Information. Remember, even though she's Secretary of State, she's getting information from other government agencies, including the Department of Defense, the CIA, and these penalties are stiff, up to 10 years in prison and fines. I've said, and I'll repeat it again, if she weren't the presidential candidate of the Democratic Party, if she were anybody else, by now she would have been indicted. She would have been a minimum, a target of a federal investigation regarding a violation, a multiple violations of national security. Now, I've said this on previous shows, but I want to review it again because we do have new listeners, but it's worth repeating. I'm not the only one that's saying this, by the way. I remember, a couple of months ago, I was listening to the Hugh Hewitt show, which is on in my area between 12 and 3 in the morning. So it was rather late, and it was the deputy CIA director that he just retired. And he was asked a question regarding Hillary's emails, and I was surprised he answered it directly. Namely, he said, I have no doubts that other foreign intelligence agency hacked her server. In other words, whatever was there, they have. Now, why would he say that? Remember, he was of the Central Intelligence Agency. And this is the key point, because this is brought up many times, but the second point, seldom if ever, I'm the only one that I'm aware of that has brought this up, but it's important. The United States has the most sophisticated, with maybe one exception being the Israelis. We have the National Security Agency. For the last 13 years, they have been collecting any emails, any communications over the internet, all of them. And I mean of all Americans. Now, their major task, mission, is to intercept foreign communications, mainly of our enemies, such as Russia, North Korea, Communist China, Syria, Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Their job, their mission in life, is to gather signals intelligence, communications, messages. And that's a hard job because many times they're encrypted, they're coded. You have to break the code. Then you got to get translated from whatever language they're using into English. And then an intelligent analyst has to look at it and kind of, it's like a puzzle. You got to put the pieces of the puzzle together. They have all of Hillary Clinton's emails. They're on their servers. They have a number of data centers, huge data centers, where you have rack after rack of servers, computers, that have hard drives where all the internet communications are collected and stored and backed up, by the way. Does that mean they're reading everyone's email? No, it's literally an impossibility because they're doing this for the entire world. Anything that goes over the internet that passes through the United States, Great Britain, Australia, and some other nations, the United States collects it and stores it. This show, for example, is going over the internet. The National Security Agency is capturing it. When I put it on after the show is finished, I do post-production and enable you to listen to it as a podcast. Guess what? The National Security Agency, the NSA, has it. That is forgotten. Now, here's the key point. When do they listen to it? When do they sort of focus in on a person's emails? Obviously, if you're a suspected terrorist, bomber, maybe you're a drug kingpin smuggling drugs. In other words, if you become a target of the NSA, at that point, they create a dossier on you, and they, through a number of queries, they data mine their massive farm, if you will, of servers that have hard drives that have this information on, then they collect it in a folder or dossier, which is ultimately given to one or more intelligence analysts to see what he can glean from it, what important intelligent information he can gather from all these communications. It's not an easy job. It's a challenging job. And remember, the entire world, and that's over 7 billion people, a good number of them, we're talking millions, are potential targets or already targets. In other words, the target list are rather long. That's why they have budgets of over 100 billion. And their task is to intercept and then analyze all the foreign communications of our enemies. So when we're talking about the NSA, what's rather critical here? How do you become a target? Well, the President of the United States can make you a target. And I believe the President of the United States has made Hillary Clinton a target. Why? Well, first of all, the Clintons and the Obamas don't get along very well. That's no secret, even though he appointed her Secretary of State. And I think it's becoming increasingly clear he doesn't want Hillary Clinton to be the next president. He'd rather have someone that he likes, such as Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden is not going to participate in the first Democratic Party debate. But I think, and I'm not the only one again, he's running for president. He hasn't announced, though. What is he waiting for? Like I alluded to, it's the October surprise. Actually, there are probably two surprises. Hillary Clinton is scheduled to testify for the whole day, and every question is going to be asked. In some cases, knowing Hillary Clinton, probably asked more than once, because she many times will not answer the question. Remember, she's a lawyer. She's gone through these scandals, and there have been multiple scandals. She knows, or she has a skill set that most people don't have, and that's how to dodge questions, how not to answer questions. The problem is she's not going to have a young reporter that truly wants to stay in the graces of Hillary Clinton. He's going to have prosecutors, attorneys that know their job, know how to cross-examine, that have information on her that she's not aware of. She's in for a very rough day. A rough set of questions are going to be asked, and depending on how she answers it, it's going to be apparent that either she's totally lying. In other words, I don't think she's going to get past this committee hearing, in the sense that she will be fundamentally damaged as a result of testifying. But that's speculation on my part. Now, I'm not jumping ahead, because one of the problems this committee has faced is the stonewalling and the slow walking of this administration of the information that the committee has requested. Yeah, they send information, but most of it is blacked out. So we'll see. So you have the debate, which Hillary Clinton has to do well in. Actually, she needs to be outstanding in the debate. I doubt she will. We'll see. But following that, she has to testify. If she's damaged, and I think it's a high probability she will, in one or both, sometime in late October, early November at the very latest, Joe Biden will announce his candidacy. Right now, the Democratic Party is panicking. And yes, her numbers have been going down. Now, one of the things that Hillary Clinton was alluding to, that this was really the Republicans were out to get her. No, the Republicans wanted to understand what happened. To this day, we really don't have on their record exactly what happened. Why? We have not heard in a public setting what the CIA was doing in Benghazi. There's been no confirmation that this was a direct result of President Obama ordering a covert operation. And when he does that, eight people in Congress have to be notified. The big eight have to be notified. That's the House Speaker, the House Minority Leader, the Chairman of the Intelligence Committee, both in the House and the Senate, as well as the ranking minority member in the House and the Senate, the Senate Majority Leader and the Senate Minority Leader. So a total of eight, four Republicans, four Democrats, four senators, four representatives, a total of eight people, plus the president and obviously the people involved in the operation. And it was a Central Intelligence Agency operation, first to take down Gaddafi in Libya and then to ship arms, provide intelligence, ship fighters if they had them, provide support to the so-called Free Syrian Army, the rebels, the so-called moderate rebels in Syria. That's never been in the public record. It needs to be. They need to be having CIA employees that were there to tell exactly why they were there, when they came, what they were doing, what happened on September 11th and 12th, what happened to the lead up, and what happened following. That all needs to be on the record, and it hasn't been. It has not been, and I suspect it never will be. We never really will get to the bottom of what happened in Benghazi, because it would embarrass both the Republican and Democratic leadership in Congress, both in the Senate and the House. It also would truly give truth to the big lies that President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and UN Ambassador Susan Rice, in those 2 to 3 weeks after the Benghazi killings, where they blamed it all on a YouTube, which was a lie. Now, I've said before, what is this election fundamentally about? It's about trust. Trust. Because the threshold question that the American voters should be asking first is, do I trust this person? Do I believe what they say? Hillary Clinton has a problem. I would say a massive problem concerning her integrity. People don't trust her because she's a liar. I don't think she's a very good liar. Look at the body language when she's answering these questions on the Today Show. So October is going to be probably the decline and fall of Hillary Clinton. We'll see how serious it is. And that's October 22nd. Remember that date. It'll probably be to the 23rd before I have a chance to review. And this is a public hearing, and she will be sworn in. If she lies, she's opened herself up for perjury. She'll have a lawyer there. You better believe she will have a lawyer there. Now, what is, let's say she skates through this. Let's say she has an acceptable debate performance. She didn't really lose, but she didn't win. And let's assume for a moment she got real lucky on October 22nd. In other words, the committee was unable to show that she's lying on some key, very important points. Let's say on both occasions she got lucky. She skated. Is she off the hook? Does that mean Joe Biden won't be running? Don't believe it for a second. Get back to my point. The NSA has a complete set of not only Hillary Clinton's emails, but all her communications. And it's in a dossier, and it's being analyzed by several intelligence agencies as we speak. And certain parts or certain pieces of that information is informally being passed to the FBI to tell them where to look. And what we're finding out, that there were backups, at least 2 backups of her server. You see, the information that the National Security Agency collected will never see a courtroom. That doesn't mean what is gleaned or learned from that dossier is locked up in some safe at the NSA headquarters. No. Parts of it are given to federal agencies such as the FBI, who are investigating, and they do criminal investigations, and it's not of a server, it's of people. People commit crimes, servers don't commit crimes. A server is an inanimate object just like a gun. People commit crimes. And in this case, the criminal or the suspect or the target is Hillary Clinton. So assistance is being provided to the FBI, and they're tracking down leads to gather as much of those emails that they can. And their major interest are the classified emails, whether they were marked or unmarked. In other words, emails coming to Mrs. Clinton as well as going out from Mrs. Clinton that contain classified information. Hillary Clinton, besides using the allowed, says, none of the information that I received or sent was marked classified. Well, that's not true, because they found upwards of 400 emails so far that are at various levels of classification or sensitivity, including the highest. That's why people familiar with the law will tell you she has violated 2 federal laws, 18 U.S. Code 1924. And that is serious in and of itself. And that was the code that General Petraeus was given a 2-year probation sentence and fined $40,000. But she also violated a far more serious part of the code, and that's 18 U.S. Code 793. I think she's committed multiple felonies, and both of these laws pertain. But opinions and speculation are not enough. You got to have evidence, and that's exactly what the FBI is doing right now. They're gathering information evidence that could lead to her being made a target and ultimately prosecuted. Now, what's the problem? Do you really think this is going to happen under the Obama administration? I don't think so. However, that doesn't mean phone calls cannot be made where it's made clear that Hillary Clinton must get out of the race. Otherwise, they'll go forward with this. In other words, what the National Security Agency looks for and what the FBI looks for is leverage. Leverage is a politically correct word for blackmail material that can be used to intimidate you. And the Clintons are familiar with this, especially Hillary, because she used this against women that were having affairs with her husband, Bill Clinton. Now, she didn't have the NSA or the FBI. What she would do is use law firms who would hire private investigators. And the private investigators would approach these women and basically told them, you better shut up, because if you don't shut up, things could happen. Use your imagination. It's called intimidation, blackmail. And the $64,000 question is, let's say she agrees to get out. Will President Obama then give her a pardon on his last day in office? I think he would, to get her out of the race. So Joe Biden could have a clean shot at it. So time will tell. Probably by this time next month, we'll see what actually shakes out. In the meantime, what is happening? Her poll numbers have gone down, down, and down because she's simply not a good campaigner. She's not a warm individual. Now, some of her close friends say with close contact with her friends, she's very warm. But that does not come over in public events that have not been well attended. And most of the people that attend and are allowed into the room with her are checked out first. You see, Hillary Clinton is what I call a control freak. And it is rather freakish behavior. She's the only Secretary of State that has had her own personal server. There are many, many people with IT backgrounds that don't have their personal server. They're perfectly capable of setting one up. It's not that hard, but they don't. They use what's publicly available. In this case, she had a government's email account that was made available. There's a reason why you have systems in place. You don't want foreign governments, especially foreign intelligence agencies, similar to our National Security Agency, to hack in to your systems. That's why a lot of money and time is spent in securing various government agency communication channels. And even then, hackers have gotten into them. So Hillary Clinton can say it was allowed, 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 but she's not going to get away with it. Because what the prosecutor is going to read is the relevant parts to those two laws and say, excuse me, Mrs. Clinton, it's definitely not allowed. And here is the classified information that you received, and here's the classified information that you sent. And it doesn't matter whether it was marked classified. You should have known by the actual material whether it was classified or not. That's the test. It's not whether at the top it says top secret and at the bottom it says top secret or it has a cover sheet. That's not the point. It should. But if you're having your assistants extract the information, send it to you by email, and then you reply back, that information is still classified. And that's where she's going to be tripped up. She can get away with this with the general public, the American people, and let us say reporters that haven't done their homework. She's not going to get away with this with people that are knowledgeable, first of all, of how government documents are classified, how you have to archive them, what procedures you have to follow depending on whether it's, for example, classified, secret, top secret, special compartmental information. And there are a number of different classifications from the DOD, Department of Energy, and other departments. And when you're the Secretary of State, you better believe foreign governments and their intelligence agencies, like the NSA, are targeting her to get access to those communications. And they love it when she had her personal server. I believe the CIA deputy director when he said this. I don't think he was lying. I think he's telling the truth. It would be easy to do this. It would be almost child's play, and it's not just Russia, North Korea, the Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Communist China. It's also friendly governments, including Great Britain, Germany, France, as well as Israel. So she's shown that she's incompetent. She's a criminal, an incompetent criminal. That's what she is. She also happens to be the front runner in terms of the Democratic candidate for president. She has a fundamental problem. The American people know her. And yes, she has her supporters. But I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. And I'll tell you, I don't trust her. And I hate to say this. I don't really care who the Republican candidate is. But I will vote against this woman if she is the Democratic candidate for president. And what's the problem there? It's not me. It's millions of people. She's not likable. But what's more important, she's lost the trust of the American people. She is damaged goods, seriously damaged goods. And I think she's in a race whether or not she's going to be in the White House, which I doubt, seriously doubt, or whether she's going to have a cell in Sing Sing, which is a maximum security prison. They don't call it Sing Sing anymore. But if you're from New York, and she is, that's where they put the hardened criminals, where you need maximum security. She probably won't go there, but she should be prosecuted. And she knows if the Republican candidate wins, there'll be a Republican attorney general, and you better believe he will task the FBI to go after Hillary Clinton and her immediate staff that were involved in this criminal activity. I'm not saying it's an open and shut case, but there's just too much evidence starting to pile up. And she's scheduled after this October, eventually she'll have a date in a courtroom, as will her assistants, such as Aberdeen. If you look at the photos, the very first photo you have Hillary Clinton right next to her, handing her a paper. She is Aberdeen. What's that congressman's name? I'm forgetting. Wiener. She's Aberdeen Wiener. She used to be Habedin, I believe is her maiden name. She's a very close top advisor to Hillary Clinton. She's what they call the body person that goes with her on trips. She's handing her, obviously, a document when she's testifying. She's involved with this email mess because many of the emails were between Mrs. Clinton and her. Now, many of them are innocent. No one is arguing. I'm not arguing. I could care less, and so does the American people, care less about her personal emails. But government documents, and that's what we're talking about, whether they're unclassified or classified, need to be archived and need to follow State Department procedures as well as federal government procedures in regarding the proper handling of classified information. And as she has shown a rather cavalier attitude, to say the least, in her handling of this information. That alone should be a disqualification. If you're found guilty of one count, you're not going to have a career in the federal government. That'll make it difficult, if not impossible, for you to hold any position. Because then, why? Because they can't trust you. You're not reliable. And we saw what happened to General Petraeus. I thought he got off easy, quite frankly. But she has done something of many orders of magnitude worse than what General Petraeus did. And Petraeus was giving the information to his girlfriend, who happened to have a very high security clearance. But he was breaking the law. She should not have had access to that classified information that the general did have access to. You see, General Petraeus was not above the law. And the irony is here, who was critical of General Petraeus? Hillary Clinton. Remember, it's not General Petraeus, it's betrayed us. Remember that line? He was testifying once, and that's what the Democratic left were peddling. Well, she betrayed the American people. She betrayed her oath of office. She's simply not trustworthy. And if you're not trustworthy, the American people simply are not going to vote for you. Many of them probably would. But this is beyond the pale. This endangers their sons and daughters because this enables foreign governments to know what an important part of the federal government is doing, namely the Department of State. And she's getting information from the CIA, the National Security Agency, Department of Defense, Department of Energy, and other government agencies, as well as foreign governments, our allies especially. And she puts it on a personal server. Notice I've not gotten into the fact that there's a strong, you know, the question that people are asking, why would she do this? This is beyond dumb. This is stupid. She likes to say, well, I made a mistake. No, she didn't make a mistake. She wanted the control over and access to these emails. Usually when people demand this type of control, they're hiding something. It could be crimes. It could be behavior that's embarrassing or showing their incompetence. And who was she hiding it from? First, from the Obama administration. And second, from Congress. She has no one to blame but herself. But what is she trying to do right now? And you saw it in that brief clip I played. And this gets me upset. I remember when this happened, I was speechless. Right now, there's a race to replace the House Speaker. And Kevin McCarthy, he's a Republican from Southern California, is the odds-on favorite to get the House Speaker job. Well, he was on the Hannity show. And he wasn't asked about Benghazi. But in answering a question, he made the point that as a result of that Benghazi committee, Hillary's poll numbers were going down. That was a gift to Hillary Clinton. He is supposed to be the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. That's a leadership position. That's the top leadership position in the House. The only one of more rank, and rank is probably the best word, is the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. He never should have said this. Why was this a gift to the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton? If you've listened to the Benghazi hearings, not the special committee, but the ones prior to this, what the Democratic Party has been saying is this is just a witch hunt. You're doing this for political reasons. You could care less what happened at Benghazi. You just want to get Hillary Clinton. You want to damage her so she can't run for president. And they've said that repeatedly if you go back and go to YouTube and listen to the hearing, especially the minority leader. There's a black guy, I think Cummings is his name. Well, McCarthy gave a weapon to Hillary Clinton that she's using in an ad to beat up the Republican Party. This damages the credibility of the Benghazi committee. With friends like this, who needs enemies? Now, I'm not impressed with Kevin McCarthy. He's slightly better than Boehner. Boehner, if you look at the conservative review and they look at various votes that conservatives take or House, well, I shouldn't say conservatives, everyone in the House and the Senate has to have record their votes on a whole host of subjects. And what the conservative review does is give a percentage score as well as a letter score to each individual as to whether or not they're conservative. Obviously, if you get an A or a B, you're a conservative, where a B goes from 80 to 89% and an A goes from 90 to 100%. And it's hard to get 100%, but you do have conservatives that are in the 90s, you have some that are in the 80s, and then you have a few that are even in the 70s. Now, what do you think Kevin McCarthy's rating is? You think he's an A, a B, a C, a D? I'll tell you what his letter grade is. It's an F. An F. And I don't have the exact number in front of me. I believe it's either 45 or 47%. That's an F. It's not even close, folks. He's not a conservative Republican. He's a liberal progressive Republican like Boehner. Boehner was at 35%. He came to the Congress as a conservative, and look what happened over 25 years. He became a very liberal progressive congressman from Ohio. It was about time he retired. And we're going to have an election of the Republicans. And well, the whole House is going to have an election as to who their next speaker is. And I'll probably get into that on the Friday show if we have any additional information. But thanks to Kevin McCarthy, he gave Hillary Clinton an opportunity to distract the American people and peddle the lie that this was all an attempt by the Republicans on this special committee investigating Benghazi to damage Hillary Clinton. Purposes of the committee is to find out what happened at Benghazi both before, during, and after. That's the purpose. And like I said earlier in my introduction, I don't think they're ever going to find out. They're never going to go on the public record that this was a failed CIA covert operation. They don't want to expose to the American people that high officials, both in the administration of President Obama as well as in Congress, knew that we were engaged in covert activities involving the collection and shipment of arms to the Syrian rebels. especially now that we know virtually all of those rebels are extreme Islamic terrorists. In other words, if they ever got a hold of an American or CIA agent, they'd kill them. They're not our friends. And President Obama was initially going to ship arms to them. And there are people in the Congress, including Republicans, that were urging him to do so, not knowing that you could not vet, and if you could vet, they were finding out that most, if not all of them, were not friends of the United States. Oh, yeah, they wanted to overthrow the Assad regime. That's why we wanted to send arms to them and provide them intelligence, training, and support. And fortunately for the United States, President Obama shut that down, mainly because it was exposed during election cycle when the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Libya attacked our diplomatic facility there, as well as the CIA annex. And four American citizens lost their lives, and many were wounded, one or two very seriously. It was primarily, essentially, a Central Intelligence Agency operation ordered by the President of the United States, and Congress was informed. Does that mean all your congressmen, men and women, knew about it? Absolutely not. They didn't. This was an operation that was never to be known by the American people, especially in a run-up to the election. But it was exposed. And that's what the Benghazi Committee is all about. And they, in October, may or may not get to the bottom of this. They definitely want to know what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's role is. And this time she's going to be under oath. She's not going to get away with what everyone has heard more than once. What difference does it make? It makes a big difference to not only the families of those that were killed or wounded, but also to the security of the American people. And where has it led? What's happening in Syria today? Russia now has upwards of 4 to 5 dozen aircraft, as well as tanks and troops in Syria supporting Assad. And who are they attacking? Yes, those same Syrian rebels that we were shipping arms to early on from Libya in transports to Turkey and then by truck to Syria. Remember the many red lines of President Obama? Well, guess what? The Russians have drawn a red line around Syria. They are protecting Assad so his regime will not fall, as is the Islamic Republic of Iran, who is providing money and military intelligence aid as to their proxies, Hezbollah, that are supporting the Assad regime, that are also sworn enemies of Israel. You see, the entire foreign policy of President Obama and Senator Clinton, as well as Secretary of State Clinton, as well as Secretary of State John Kerry, has been and is an utter, complete failure. That is President Obama's legacy. Now, the reason why I don't think the trigger has been pulled on Hillary Clinton yet is simple. Two can play the same game. Hillary Clinton has leverage on President Obama. She does know what happened prior to, during, and after the Benghazi attack on September 11th going into the September 12th. You see, that is what President Obama doesn't want to be revealed to the American public. And that is the threat or leverage that Hillary Clinton has. That's why it has not been announced that she is a target of an FBI investigation that by now should have enough evidence to go to a grand jury and indict her. It's being slow walked. Gather some more information. See where it leads. I have said that President Obama probably will not indict her. It's going to take a Republican attorney general to go after her, and we'll have to wait. But right now, a lot of people are watching, both Democrats and Republicans. Will she continue to run, or are we in the final days seeing the decline and fall of Hillary Clinton? Stay tuned. We'll know a lot more in the next 30 days. Now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.